好，今天的信息的题目是什么是真智慧。
Today's title for the sermon is What is True Wisdom?
今天的经文是传道书第七章第十五节到二十九节。
And the passage is from Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verses 15 to 29.
我们只是来看中文，如果你看英文的跟着一起看。
We will be just reading it in Chinese, please follow along in English.
我请Mia姐妹上来读今天的经文。
传道书第七章十五节，有义人行义，反致灭亡；有恶人行恶，倒享长寿。这都是我在虚度之日中所见过的。不要行义过分，也不要过于自逞智慧，何必自取败亡呢？不要行恶过分，也不要为人愚昧，何必不到期而死呢？你持守这个为美，那个也不要松手，因为敬畏神的人必从这两样出来。智慧时，有智慧的人比城中十个官长更有能力。时常行善而不犯罪的义人，世上实在没有。人所说的一切话，你不要放在心上，恐怕听见你的仆人诅咒你，因为你心里知道自己也曾屡次咒诅别人。我曾用智慧试验这一切事，我说要得智慧，智慧却离我远，万事之理离我甚远，而且最深，谁能测透呢？我转念一心要知道，要考察，要寻求智慧和万事的理由，又要知道邪恶为愚昧，愚昧为狂妄。我得知有等妇人比死还苦，她的心是网罗，手是锁链，凡蒙神喜悦的人必能躲避她，有罪的人却被她缠住了。传道者说，看哪，一千男子中我找到一个正直人，但众女子中没有找到一个。我将这事一一比较，要寻求其理，我心仍要寻找，却未曾找到。我所找到的只有一件，就是人神造人原是正直，但他们寻出许多巧计。
什么是智慧？
What is wisdom?
那么根据一些词典的定义。
According to many dictionary definition.
然后智慧跟这个知识有相关。
Wisdom is related to knowledge.
并且有这个能力去使用这个知识。
And it's the ability to use knowledge.
这些词典说。
And according to the dictionaries.
一个有智慧的人是一个有知识。
A wise person is someone with knowledge.
和分析和辨别能力的人。
Plus ability to discern.
但是圣经却有不同的定义和看法。
But the Bible has different definition and view.
所罗门王以他所得来的智慧去寻求人生真正的意义。
King Solomon used the wisdom that he received to try to figure out the meaning of life.
所以在寻求这个人生真正的意义的时候。
And as he was seeking out the true meaning of life.
所以他经历了不少的事情。
He experienced many things.
那他发现到拥有很多的财富不一定是好的事情。
And he realized that having much wealth is not necessarily a good thing.
因为这个财富和物质的丰富不能填满人这个空虚的心灵。
Because wealth and the abundance of material goods does not necessarily fulfill the heart.
那么相对的，他说灾祸还有贫乏不一定是不好的。
Likewise, he said that problems and poverty sometimes is not necessarily a bad thing.
因为在困难和贫乏当中，人能够得到好处。
Because in difficulties and poverty, oftentimes people receive good.
所以从今天我们所看的经文，所罗门王谈到这个真智慧。
So from today's passage, Solomon speaks of true wisdom.
Yeah.真智慧，所罗门王说，一共有四方面。
And true wisdom, according to King Solomon, has four aspects.
那么首先，一个有真智慧的人， 是一个不过分行义也不行恶的人。
And according to King Solomon, the first aspect of someone with true wisdom is not to be excessively righteous or wicked.
所以在16节到18节他说
So from verses 16 to 18 it says,
不要行义过分也不要过于自成智慧何必自取败亡呢
Do not be excessively righteous and do not be overly wise. Why should you ruin yourself?
不要行恶过分也不要为人愚昧何必不到其而死呢
Do not be excessively wicked and do not be a fool. Why should you die before your time?
你死守这个为美那个也不要松手因为敬畏神的人必从这两样出来。
It is good that you grasp one thing and also not let go of the other. For the one who fears God comes forth and with both of them.
不可以否认的一个不行恶的人是一个有智慧的人。
You cannot deny that a person who does not do wickedness is a wise person.
因为圣经里面处处的提醒我们要远离这个罪恶。
Because the Bible repeatedly reminds us to depart from sin.
比如说在诗篇第一篇第一节第二节说
For instance, in Psalm chapter 1 verses 1 and 2 it says,
不从恶人的计谋不占罪人的道路不做亵慢人的座位唯喜爱耶和华律法的昼夜思想这人便为有福。
How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor sit in the path of sinners, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
但是刚才我们看到七章第十六节，所罗门王说，如果要做一个有真智慧的人，就不要行义过分。
But yet we see from Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 16, King Solomon says that if you are, do not be excessively righteous.
什么是行义过分?
What does it mean to be excessively righteous?
根据圣经的原文的意思,行义过分就是指自我为义的意思。
And according to the original meaning from the passage, it means that it's being self-righteous.
自我唯一的人认为自己比别人好。
Those who are self-righteous believe that they are better than others.
没有什么缺点。
They don't have any blemish.
一个很典型的例子就是新约圣经里面的法利赛人。
A typical example are the Pharisees from the New Testament.
法利赛人对摩西的律法守得非常的严谨。
The Pharisees were very strict concerning Moses' laws.
他们认为自己是义人。
They believe themselves to be righteous.
那些税吏还有那些犯奸淫的妇女才是罪人。
It's the tax collectors and adulterers who are the unrighteous ones.
那有一次主耶稣跟税吏吃饭。
And one time Jesus was eating with the tax collectors.
被法利赛人看见。
And the Pharisees saw him.
那法利赛人就问耶稣说
So the Pharisees asked Jesus,
你为什么跟这些罪人吃饭?
Why do you eat with the sinners?
让我们自己检讨一下我们是否好像法利赛人一样。
And let us examine ourselves to see if we are like the Pharisees.
只是看到别人的过错。
Only seeing other people's faults.
而看不到自己的缺点。
And we cannot see our own faults.
在马太福音第七章主耶稣教导我们不要论断人。
In Matthew 7, Jesus taught us not to judge others.
他说一个论断人的人
He says that a person who judge another
只是看到别人眼中的刺但是看不到自己眼前那个很大的一个梁木。
He only sees a speck in another person's eye, yet he does not see the beam in his own eye.
自己眼前那个梁木这么大却看不见。
The log that is in his own eye is so big, yet he cannot see it.
而看到别人眼中小小那个刺。
Yet he sees a speck in another person's eye.
论断人的人只是看到别人一点点的错误。
Those who judge others, see the small faults in another person.
但是看不到自己的短处。
Yet they cannot see their own shortcoming.
那主耶稣称这些论断人的人为假冒为善的人。
So Jesus called these people who judge others as hypocrites.
那么他劝告这些假冒为善的人，先把他们眼前那个梁木把它除掉。
So he exhorts these hypocrites to remove the log that's in their own eye first.
啊，直到他能够看得清楚，然后才去掉别人眼中那个刺。
So that he could see clearly and remove the speck that is in another person's eye.
所以自我为义的人喜欢论断人。
So those who are self-righteous like to judge others.
然后这些人不真诚。
And they're not truthful.
那所做的都不是真的。
And what they do is not honest.
因为假冒为善好比人在台上演戏一样。
Because hypocrites are like those who are playing out an act on stage.
然后可能这个戏剧是真的。
Perhaps this play is real.
啊，但是他们只是表演给别人看罢了。
Yet they're just performing for others.
那法利赛人喜欢论断人。
And the Pharisees like to judge others.
啊，他们自我为义。
They're self-righteous.
所以他们没有办法看到自己的短处。
So they cannot see their own faults.
然后因此主耶稣在马太福音二十三章细致地责备他们。
So, Jesus in Matthew chapter 23 rebuked them 7 times.
啊，他说你们这些假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。
He says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites.
因为你们好像啊粉质的坟墓，外面好看，里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切的贪秽。
For you are like whitewashed tombs, which on the outside appear beautiful, but inside they are full of dead man's bones and all uncleanness.
你们也是如此，在人前外面显出公义来，里面却装满了假善和不法的事。
So you too outwardly appear righteous to men, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness.
那么在路加福音第十八章，主耶稣以法利赛人和税吏的祷告来说了一个比喻。
And in Luke chapter 18, Jesus told a parable, using a Pharisee and a tax collector.
他说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
He said two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
啊，法利赛人站着自言自语地祷告说：“神啊！”我感谢你，我不像别人勒索，不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏。
The Pharisee stood and was praying to himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
I fast twice a week, I pay tithes of all that I get.
那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说：“神啊，开恩我可怜这个罪人。我告诉你们，这人回去比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。”
But the tax collector, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying.God be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted.
所以一个有真智慧的人，所罗门王说是一个不过分行义的人。
So Solomon says that a wise person is one who does not do excessively righteousness.
那么第二点，他说一个有真智慧的人是一个知道明白每一个人是有罪的人。
And he says that someone with true wisdom is someone who understands that everyone are sinners.
所以他说时常行善而不犯罪的义人，世上实在没有。
He says, indeed, there is not a righteous man on earth who continually does good and who never sins.
那么当一个人明白这点之后，他就不会是自我为义了。
And when a person understands this, then he will not be self-righteous.
为什么一个人自我为义？
Why does a person become self-righteous?
原因是他因为他不明白 这个世界上没有一个义人的这个真理。
Because he does not understand the truth regarding that. There is no one who is righteous.
那罗马书第三章二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
And in Romans chapter 3 verse 23 it says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以所罗门王说，如果一个人要得到这个真智慧，
And so King Solomon says that if a person is to receive true wisdom,
那他必须了解人的罪性。
He must understand the sinful nature of men.
在我自己还没有信耶稣之前，
Before I become a Christian,
我对于这个罪的观念一点都不理解。
I had no concept of sin.
我以为自己是一个没有罪的人。
I thought I was a person without sin.
我又没有去偷别人的东西。
I have not stolen things from people.
我又没有去放火。
I did not set fire to things.
没有去杀人，怎么说我有罪呢？
And I did not commit murder, so how can I be a sinner?
然后后来我听到福音，开始读圣经的时候。
And, but after I heard about the gospel and started reading scripture.
然后渐渐地发觉到我自己确实是一个罪人。
Then I realized I was a sinner.
那么圣经说，当我们恨一个人的时候，我们已经犯罪了。
And the Bible tells us that when we hate someone, we have already sinned.
然后圣经也说，当我们看到一个女人的时候，
And the Bible also says that when we see a woman,
心里起了这个淫念，
And we have the thought of lust,
然后她就犯了这个奸淫的罪，
And this person has committed adultery.
你是否有恨过一个人？
Have you ever hated someone?
当别人比你更好的时候，你心里面有没有产生这个嫉妒？
When someone's better than you, have you had jealousy?
所以当亚当夏娃吃了在伊甸园神说不可以吃的果汁。
So after Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit.
但是他们吃了，因此人类就犯罪了。
Because they ate it, men sinned.
因为一个人的错，使到全人类都犯罪了。
Because of one man's sin, all men have sinned.
因为一个人不听从神的吩咐，
Because one man did not listen to God's commands.
然后使到全人类就是这个要面对这个罪带来的后果。
It caused all men to have to face the consequence of sin.
所以在罗马书里面保罗说，
So in Romans Paul says,
他说就如经上所记，没有一个义人，连一个都没有。
As it is written, there is none righteous, not even one.
没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God.
都是偏离正路，一同变为无有。没有行善的，连一个都没有。
All have turned aside together. They have become useless. There is none who does good. There is not even one.
他们的喉咙都是敞开的坟墓，他们的舌头弄毁诈，嘴唇里有毁舌的毒气。
Their throat is an open grave, and their tongues they keep deceiving. The poison of asps is under their lips.
满口是咒骂苦毒，杀人的血，他们的脚飞跑所经过的路便行惨杀暴力的事，平安的路他们未曾知道，他们眼中不怕神。
Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, their feet are swift to shed blood, destruction and misery are in their paths, and the path of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes.
这个是罪带来的后果。
This is the consequence of sin.
不晓得你是否有没有见过一粒有虫的苹果。
I don't know if you ever seen apple with a bug inside.
苹果看起来是很好的。
Apple looks fine on the outside.
但是里面却有虫。
But on the inside there's worms.
你在想虫怎么进到苹果里面。
And you wonder how did the worms enter the apple?
我们就在想可能这个虫从外面进到苹果里面。
And we think perhaps the worm entered into the apple from the outside.
其实不是科学家发现到不是从外面进到苹果里面这个虫。
But scientists have discovered that is not how it is.
然后一粒苹果有虫是因为当初这个苹果开花的时候，这些昆虫在这个花朵里面下了一些蛋。
And the reason why there are worms in the apple is because while the apple tree was blooming, the insects came and laid its egg in the blooms.
啊, 不久这些虫就从这个苹果的中心被孵出来。
And then eventually, the eggs were hatched from the inside of the apple.
那过后虫就往苹果往外刺。
And it starts eating its way out.
啊, 直到这个苹果都坏了。
Causing the apple to be bad.
所以罪 好像这条虫一样,
so sin is just like this worm.
啊, 从我们的心中, 啊, 伸延到我们的思想, 还有我们的行为,
it comes out of our heart into our thoughts and our actions.
所以谈到这个罪的时候, 所罗门王也提到人舌头所发出的言语。
So when we talk about sin, Solomon also speaks of the words that we speak.
他说人所说的一切话你不要放在心上，恐怕听见的人都不能咒诅你，因为你心里知道自己也曾屡次咒诅别人。Also
do not take seriously all words which are spoken, so that you will not hear your servant cursing you. For you also have realized that you likewise have many times cursed others.
啊, 这个是罪带来的一个问题。
This is a problem that was brought about by sin.
人喜欢在别人的背后讲他的坏话。
People like to criticize and speak badly of others behind their backs.
那罗马书第一章描述到人一系列的罪恶。
And in the book of Romans, it speaks of a list of sins of men.
那其中一个罪就是在背后说人的。
And one is to speak of others behind their backs.
啊, 所以我们必须要谨慎,
so we must be watchful.
啊, 不要在背后说人的, 免得我们犯罪。
And do not speak poorly of others behind their backs and thus sin.
所以当有人在你的背后说你的坏话的时候,
so when people are speaking badly of you behind your back,
你的反应是如何的?
What is your reaction?
啊, 感到不高兴,
you're not happy.
或者感到很生气,
or perhaps you're angry.
或者为自己辩护,
or perhaps you try to justify yourself.
那有时候你在路上开车的时候,
and sometimes when you're driving on the road,
那不是你的错,
it was not your fault.
啊, 后面的车子一直在, 啊, 在按喇叭,
but the person behind you is honking at you.
那在这种情况之下, 你的反应是如何的?
And what is your reaction under such circumstance?
啊, 但是所罗门王说, 你不要把这些事情放在心里。
But Solomon says, do not put this in your heart. Perhaps you yourself have done this in the past. So in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 22 it says,
因为你心里知道自己也曾屡次咒诅别人,
for you also have realized that you likewise have many times cursed others.
啊, 这节经文也说明说, 我们曾经可能在 别人的背后说他的坏话。
So, this verse tells us that perhaps we have spoken poorly of others behind their backs.
那可见每一个人都有软弱，都有罪的。
So, therefore, everyone has weaknesses and we have all sinned.
所以当我们明白这点之后, 我们就不会自我为意，随便去论断别人。
So, when we realize this, we would not become self-righteous and judge others.
那么刚才在比喻里面所谈到那个税吏,
and the parable talked about the tax collector.
啊, 他谦卑在神的面前求神施恩怜悯。
He humbled himself before God and asked for his forgiveness.
所以当一个人承认自己是一个可怜的罪人的时候,
so when a person admit that he is a pitiful sinner,
啊, 他是一个有真智慧的人。
He's someone with true wisdom.
而且, 啊, 神说, 啊, 在彼得前书第五章说, 就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服, 因为神阻挡骄傲的人, 赐恩给那些谦卑的人。
And in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, it says, and all of you clothe yourself with humility toward one another, for God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
那么第三点, 所罗门王说, 一个有真智慧的人, 知道真智慧不容易找到。
And thirdly, a person with true wisdom know that true wisdom is hard to find.
所罗门王的智慧是人的智慧。
King Solomon's wisdom is man's wisdom.
而不是在诗篇111篇第十节所说的。
But it's not the wisdom according to Psalm 111 verse 10.
啊，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所罗门王以人的智慧来寻求人生真正的意义。
King Solomon used man's wisdom to try to seek out the true meaning of life.
啊，但是他却发觉到越多智慧越多愁烦。
But then he realized that the more wisdom he has, the more trouble he has.
因为这种智慧不能够使他对这个生命、人生那些问题的彻透。
Because this wisdom cannot enable him to have a true understanding of life.
而有些人以为自己有了这个知识。
Some people believe that they have knowledge.
啊，就能够解决人生的问题。
Then he could solve all the problems of life.
而找到这个人生真正的意义。
And find true meaning of life.
但是往往人的智慧不能够解决人生里面一些很重大的问题。
Yeah, oftentimes man's wisdom cannot solve the problems of life.
那么圣经告诉我们，真正的智慧在日光之下不能够找到。
And the Bible tells us that true wisdom cannot be found under the sun.
因为真正的智慧圣经说是从神而来的。
Because the Bible tells us that true wisdom comes from God.
不是来自人本身。
It does not come from man.
所以所罗门王期望他得到这种智慧。
So, King Solomon desired to seek after such wisdom.
但是这个智慧却远离他。
Yet, this wisdom eludes him.
就好像25节说，我转念一生要知道，要考察，要寻求智慧。和万事的理由，又要知道邪恶为愚昧，愚昧和惶惶。
I directed my mind to know, to investigate, and to seek wisdom and an explanation, and to know the evil of folly and the foolishness of madness.
所以在寻求这个智慧和人生真正的意义的时候，
as he was seeking wisdom and true meaning of life,
那所罗门王被这些属世的事情缠绕着。
King Solomon was entangled by the worldly things.
然后使到他自己做了不少愚昧的事情。
So he himself did many foolish things.
所以他说，我得知有等妇人比死还苦，他的心是网罗，手是锁链。凡蒙神喜悦的人必能躲避他，有罪的人却被他缠住了。
And I discover more bitter than death, the woman whose heart is snares and nets, whose hands are chains. One who is pleasing to God will escape from her, but the sinner will be captured by her.
所以所罗门王追求这个物质的享受和这个财富。
So King Solomon sought after worldly comfort and things from wealth.
然后圣经说他有700位妻子。
And the Bible tells us that he has 700 wives.
300位是个嫔妃。
And 300 concubines.
圣经也说他娶了不少外邦的女子。
And the Bible tells us that he also married many foreign women.
那使到他远离了耶和华神。
And it caused his heart to depart from God.
所罗门王没有遵守神的吩咐。
And King Solomon did not obey God's commands.
因为耶和华神曾经借着摩西警告以色列人。
Because God had, through Moses, had warned his people.
你不可与他们结亲，他们就是外邦人。
Furthermore, you shall not intermarry with them, them being the Gentiles.
不可将你的女儿嫁给他们的儿子，也不可叫你的儿子娶他们的女儿，因为他必使你儿子转离不跟从主，去侍奉别神。
You shall not give your daughters to their sons, nor shall you take their daughters for your sons, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods.
那么同样的，保罗在哥林多前书也这么说。
Likewise, Paul says in 2 Corinthians,
你们和不信的人言不相配，不要同户一额。义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？
Do not be bound together with unbelievers, for what partnership have righteousness and lawlessness, or what fellowship has light with darkness?
我们在27节，所罗门王也说。
And verse 27, King Solomon says,
他说看啊,一千男子中,我找到一个正直人,但众女子中没有找到一个,我将自是意义比较,要寻求真理,我心却要寻找,却未曾找到。
Behold, I have discovered this, says the preacher, adding one thing to another to find an explanation which I am still seeking, but have not found. I have found one man among a thousand, but I have not found a woman among all these.
所罗门王说, 除了不容易找到这个真智慧,
and King Solomon says that not only is it difficult to find true wisdom,
一个正直的人也不容易找,
a righteous person is hard to find.
他说一千个男子当中只有一个是正直的。
He says that one man among a thousand might be righteous.
但是在众女子当中没有找到一个。
But I have not found a woman among all these.
可见真正的智慧和正直的人不容易找到。
So it's hard to find true wisdom and righteous person.
然后最后一个有真智慧的人，所罗门王说是一个敬畏上帝的人。
And Solomon says that a person who has true wisdom is one who fears God.
我们在18节说，你持守这个美美，那个也不要松手，因为敬畏神的人必从这两样出来。
It is good that you grasp one thing and also not let go of the other. For the one who fears God comes forth with both of them.
我们在诗篇111篇也说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And Psalm 111, verse 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
什么是敬畏神?
And what is the fear of the Lord?
根据旧约圣经说，一个敬畏神的人 是一个遵守神诫命的人。
And according to the Old Testament, it says the fear of one who fears the Lord is one who keeps his commands.
敬畏神的人顺服神的旨意。
And one who fears the Lord obeys his commands.
他明白神是圣洁公义的。
He understands that God is righteous and he is holy.
因此他远离这个罪恶。
And therefore he departs from sin.
那么旧约的以色列人，他们没有一个所谓一个名词来称呼耶和华神。In
the Old Testament, there's not a term used to speak of God.
因为在他们的心中，神的伟大还有神的圣洁，他们不能以任何的名字来称呼这位神。Because
they feel like because of God's greatness and His holiness that there is not a name that could really be spoken of God.
所以当神呼召摩西把以色列人从埃及领出来的时候，So
when God called Moses to bring out the Israelites from Egypt,
耶和华的使者在一棵燃烧不尽的树上向摩西显现。
God's messenger appeared to Moses in a burning bush.
那神的显现直到摩西把他的脸蒙住。
And because of God's appearance to him, Moses covered his face.
因为他怕看到这位神。
Because he's fearful of seeing God.
那么神的伟大还有圣洁，使到摩西不能够承受而感到很畏惧。
And because of God's holiness and his greatness, Moses could not stand before him.
这种感受就是敬畏。
And such feeling is a fear of God.
所以当神呼召以赛亚出来的时候,
So when God called Isaiah,
神在这个圣殿里面向以赛亚显现,
God appeared to Isaiah in the holy temple.
因着神的圣洁和神的荣光,
Because of his holiness and his glory.
那么使到以赛亚这么说, 灾祸我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。Isaiah
says, Then I said, Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
所以以赛亚的反应显示他对神的敬畏。
So Isaiah's reaction shows his reverence towards God.
因为当时他经历到神的伟大和神的圣洁。
Because he experienced God's greatness and his holiness.
我们在耶伯经历到这个 极大的苦难的时候。
And after Job had suffered greatly.
那么在耶伯记写了这句经文。
And this is recorded in the book of Job.
他说敬畏主就是智慧，远离恶便是聪明。
Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom.
一个敬畏神的人将会带给他真正的智慧。
A person who fears the Lord, that will give him true wisdom.
啊，这个智慧使到他遵守神的诫命。
And this wisdom would enable him to obey God's commands.
啊，顺服神的旨意。
To obey God's will.
然后远离这个罪恶。
And to depart from evil.
我们在这个传道书结束的时候，所罗门王讲了这句话。
And at the end of Ecclesiastes, Solomon says,
他说这些事你们都听了。
The conclusion when all has been heard is,
啊，总意就是敬畏神。
Fear God and keep His commandments.
啊，谨守他的诫命，这个是人当尽的本分。
Because this applies to every person.
所以所罗门王说我们一生中有一件很重大的事情。
So King Solomon says that in our lives there's a very important thing.
啊，就是敬畏神和谨守他的诫命。
And that is to fear God and obey His commands.
所以什么是真智慧呢？
So what is true wisdom?
所以从今天的经文我们看到四方面。
From today's passage we see four things.
啊，第一就是不过意，啊，不过分行义，也不行恶。
One, do not be excessively righteous and wicked.
啊，第二呢，就是明白每一个人，你跟我都是有罪的。
Second, understand that everyone are sinners.
那么第三，就是知道这个真智慧不容易找到的。
Thirdly, know that true wisdom is hard to find.
啊，第四，就是真智慧就是敬畏这位上帝的人。
Finally, it's true wisdom is to fear God.
让我们听圣经的话语。
Let us listen to God's word.
来得到这个真智慧。
So that we may have true wisdom.
让我们用点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend some time to reflect on today's message.
让我们安静在神的面前。
Let's quiet our hearts before God.
敬畏耶和华就是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
如果你想要得到这个真智慧。
If you want to receive true wisdom,
你要敬畏耶和华。
Then you must fear the Lord.
因为敬畏上帝是智慧的开始。
Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
当我们敬畏他的时候，我们就有这个真智慧。
And as we fear Him, then we will receive true wisdom.
亲爱的天父上帝，求你帮助我们。
Dear God, please help us.
求你帮助我们明白真智慧是从你而来的。
Help us to understand that true wisdom comes from you.
只有敬畏上帝才有这个智慧。
And only when we fear the Lord, then we may have this wisdom.
主啊，求你恩待我们。
Lord, please have mercy on us.
求你赐给我们足够的信心。
Please grant us enough faith.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.